Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Podcast. Salutations to all, man. Salutations to all. Oh, man, Smack URL dropping a lot of battles, man. Where they dropped Dre Dennis and Lex Luthor. Haven't watched that yet. Still got to recap DNA and Rum Nitty. You know what I mean? I seen the battle rapper Joe. I don't think he liked what I said to somebody. He was going back and forth to me about Joe and Loso. And I said I felt Loso would beat Joe. You know what I mean? And I don't think he took too kind of that. But let me get my brother right in here, man. This is my guy right here. It's always powerful when he comes in here and fucks with me, man. I love this dude, man. I cook food, man. J Black, what's good, my G?
Yo, what's good, man? What's happening, man?
Black man, how
you,
brother?
Today, sir?
Shake my hand, no doubt.
Yo, man. We're talking about let's
take it here, man. Last week, you and your brother Tech N9ne had a lot of young niggas in their feelings. A lot of niggas was kind of uptight. Which, first of all, what did y'all do? Come on, Black, we really going in? What did y'all do? Really? What made y'all decide to do that blog? Some people say it was needed. Some people say Black and Tech. What are y'all doing? What made y'all decide to do that?
Here's the problem. I did that blog in 2016, and I've done that blog in 2014. So if I've done that blog in 2014 and it didn't resonate and people didn't get any feelings, that means it didn't apply then. If I did that blog in 2016 and people didn't go crazy then, but if I do this blog, I did this blog now, that means it applies now. You know what I mean? But how it came about, Tech N9ne brought it to my attention. He said he wanted to talk about it, so we talked about it. I mean, it's really that simple. He had things he wanted to say about the new talent. And I'm like, cool, let's do it. Put the cameras on. Everything came out of nowhere.
Well, Black, you have to know. Black, you have to know as a number one media outlet in battle rap that whatever you say, fans are going to take it for what it is. You are at the point in your career that's the truth, Black. I'm an OG, and I can tell you that. You're my brother. You know that. I keep it real with you, whether I disagree with you or not.
Am I not allowed to say certain things now? Let me understand that part. Am I not allowed to say certain things now?
Of course, you should, brother.
We have a regular conversation.
Black, you did say. I think the young dudes though, from speaking to them and seeing their tweets and watching Holmesy the God for 59 minutes, damn Holmesy, you must have been really mad, my nigga. He was like, "Yo, turn this camera off." The Black and Tech N9ne right quick. Now shout out to Holmesy the God, man. I fuck with you, Holmesy. I fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him too. Shout out to all of them. One thing I do want to say is that we. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Did we say anybody was trash? Did we say anybody was corny?
No, but you know, you did just slow
no,
dusty
on,
and soft.
Hold on.
But you said niggas is dusty
on.
And looking soft, though, Black. Come on. I gotta be the young boy's lawyer for 1 second, though.
That's my tagline. I said everything is sloppy,
right.
Dusty, dirty, and soft. So everything is sloppy, dusty, soft out here, you know what I mean? Appalled.
Oh, man.
It's entertainment tagline. Like, let's be real. People in the comments know what it is. Let's be real. So I wasn't like, I didn't call them whack, corny, trash, just like any type of names. I didn't call them that. I said the new talent pool is like we're talking about stars. Like, you can be, like, these niggas is dope. Some of them got it. Some of them are aiming towards that. But we're talking about bona fide stars.
What makes a star, Black?
Huh?
In your what makes
what
a star?
Makes a star?
I'm asking you. When you're looking at a battle rapper for all these years, right? And all of us in media who watch a lot, you know, we come from a different era from new guys coming in. No disrespect to them, but what makes them the next hitman? Maybe they don't want to be the next hitman. Maybe they don't want to be the next verse. Maybe they want to
be
the next the person they are.
That's not what we're asking for. We're not asking for you to be the next hitman.
Right.
If you are trying to be the next hitman, the next verb, the next. Surf the next conceited or whatever, that means you're a clone, you're trying to copy them. We want you to be the best you. We want you to have that star quality. We want you to have that it factor. You want you to show personality. You want to be able to market.
What are they doing? What are they doing that and still getting chastised though?
Hold on. Before I answer that, you have to repeat that too. People keep saying Twerk is getting a push. Twerk is getting a push. When you have vibranium, he's a different analogy. When you have, when you have a nice, it's hard to phrase this. I have the whole analogy with the vibranium. But you know your hot ticket. You're going to push your hot ticket as forward as much as you can. You think these niggas know Twerk? You think Beasley and Smack, they was best friends with Twerk for 10 years, and they just went, because he's my putty and pal. No, they realized, people gravitate towards this. They like this. I'm going to push this and market this. It's easy. Right? Standard business procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm not getting the same looks as Twerk. I'm not getting them. What are you talking about? They realize what he is. They realize what they have with him. They're going to keep pushing him.
If guys aren't able to showcase their talent.
Oh my goodness! But they are.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Not?
Prime example: I saw Ryder for 2017 didn't really flourish the way I wanted him to as a Ryder supporter. And the reason
That's
I say
true.
That, Black, because he was stuck in 2-on-2 battles. You know, for the majority of 2017.
But he still got signed, though. I agree, he should have some more singles one-on-one battles, but you got to still think about that. He still was at Urban Plaza on that main stage. What can we really cry about with that? He was on Urban Plaza, main stage.
But no one cares about 2-on-2s, man.
You think
battle rappers care about 2-on-2s, though, Black, as a battle rapper? They throw you in a 2-on-2. The niggas hold merit on their resume for 2-on-2, though?
Oh, no. Nah. I mean, we're going to ask the supporters again, because I think 2-on-2 shouldn't rank that high in terms of...
At all.
In terms of, like, when you're ranking at the end of the year, who's the battle rapper of the year. But we're going to ask the fans again and see how they feel about it. But to me, it doesn't rank that high. It's an exhibition. I do
some
agree.
Battle rappers.
I'm not sure why Roddy didn't get it. I don't know why. I have no clue. I don't have the answers on that.
All right. Now, I want to go back to the star thing real quick, though. So, who's really the leader of the new school besides Twerk? Who do you feel, in your opinion, maybe if you indulge in names if you want to, that, not to put you on the spot, I'm not trying to do that, but guys that you look at, not to disrespect any guys, who do you feel is the new guys that fans should gravitate to besides Twerk?
I mean, honestly, it shouldn't be up to me. I feel like the people know who they like. You know what I mean? They know who they like. They know who's going to follow. They know who's going to watch the most. Me saying a name or me saying a couple of names is not going to do anything. I can say, let's be biased for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I said when 2016, Big Hen is that guy. I like him. He's dope. Did everybody gravitate towards him?
No.
All right, then.
No.
You know what I mean? And I still think he's dope. You need to check him out. But me saying a name is not going to do anything.
Do you think it would have been worse if you did say guys' names?
It would have been the same thing. I feel like everybody that got mad, they would have got mad even more. You know what I mean? So, and that's not – hold on. Let's play devil's advocate real fast. When battle rappers are on Twitter – and Facebook, and they say, bloggers are weirdos. Bloggers are cornballs. Bloggers are, like, come on. You see it every day, every single day. Bloggers for this, bloggers for that. Do they say a name? They never say a name, do they?
Yeah.
They never say it? Oh, hold on. We got him. Smack, we got one, Smack. The guy in the fifth row, we got one. You got a kid, we got one. Hold on. So now y'all want us to say names? Y'all have us say names? Here's the thing. If it don't apply, let it fly. So when they on Twitter every single day, you can find a tweet every day of a battle rapper, mid-tier, top-tier, low-tier, saying bloggers, this and that. Do I like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, this don't apply to me. I'm good. I keep scrolling.
Let me ask you.
I think I got a point.
When guys are on the come up, right, and you do a show like Champion, I do a show, Tony Bro does his show, Hip Hop Is Real, 15 Minutes of Fame, and a slew of other guys in the media that do what they do or they don't do. Recapping guys' battles whose names aren't big in battle rap, and maybe I should take it to guys like yourself who has a big platform. Mm-hmm. You think guys get mad or let me ask you a question. How many times people ask you to recap their battle? I could just imagine, because I get a lot of people. So if I get a percentage of people, you must get a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you right now, and this, I'm not trying to sound away, but it's just a simple fact. I don't even check my DMs. I don't check my Facebook posts or my Facebook inbox. Like, it's pointless. Every single day, it's a million. It's a million. I don't know what to do with that. Like, every day, at least five, I think. I would assume.
Mm.
So.
Dude,
I can't.
Should we recap battles, though? The guys that's on the come up, and maybe their battles aren't that good, but just
think,
to give them light.
I think we're at this point in media, we should do what we like. We should do what we want to do. So if you see somebody
right.
like, I like this dude, and it's natural and it's organic, like I like what he's spitting, then you recap it. If you don't feel that way, don't recap it.
But then Black, then you have the battle rapper saying, well, Black, three, how y'all going to talk about us when you don't promote our battles, you don't talk about our battles, you're not telling people to watch our battles. I got that from somebody who would be on the DM. I'm not going to say your name, buddy. Don't even worry about the battle rapper guy. I'm not going to say your name. He hit me on DM and was like, yo, my nigga, y'all niggas be talking about y'all support battle rap, but a lot of y'all do not watch our battles or retweet our battles or tell people to watch our battles. I responded to him, and I'm not going to indulge in the conversation we had, but he tried to make it sound like people that's in media only picks and choose the big guys instead of, like, we're quick to do an A-Verb recap or a Tay-Rock recap, but we won't give the guys on the come-up when we should be doing that because we are media. Or guy like yourself, Black, who had a big media platform where people can see you live in color or Champion, you know what I mean?
If I see another guy like Twerk, do you think anybody has to ask me to do that? When I saw Dougie for the first time, when I seen out for the first time, but I seen Dougie versus Chess, I'm like, this is fire. And I recapped it. You know what I mean? So don't say, because a lot of people just don't have it. So when you watch one of your battles, you think, let's be 100% honest right here. How long did it take for you to recap, upload, render, process a video?
My nigga.
That day, what are we talking about? So I got to go through all that for something I don't like that much?
I see what you're saying.
But if I genuinely
see
something that's fire to me, I'll recap it. I feel like they're trying to put us in a position where, oh, you guys have to do this. You guys have to do that. You guys have, like, what are we talking about?
But
what do we really have to do?
But I'm going to be real now.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
So I feel like the person that was said what you just said, like, they almost compare us to Sports Center, right? Or First Take or
yes.
The City, right?
Yes, yes.
So is that where that phrase come from? That guy telling you that? Come on, let's compare. No. Let's compare us right now. Let's compare me and you to First Take and Undisputed. What do they talk about every single day?
LeBron James.
Thank you. So if y'all want to compare us to First Take so much, I'm about to do a whole week. I'm not saying like Sue Surf is LeBron James. I'm just saying he's a hot topic right now because he's fresh out and, you know, his opponent.
Right.
I can do a whole week on Sue Surf. Sue Surf versus Cortez. Sue Surf versus Ron Liddy. Sue Surf versus Murder Mook. So if y'all really want to compare me to First Take that much as a new battle rapper, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should show y'all what it really feels like to be First Take.
Let me ask you this. Is it hard for guys to be a star or be, like, what else can they do in this climate of battle rap when a lot of guys have done what they've done before? A lot of these guys, if they start blogging, then they're going to start saying, oh, you're trying to be like Goods and Clips and Charlie Clips TV, what they was doing back in the day, and Ray Ray Ray. Is it personality? Is it the bars?
It's personality.
Is it, you know what I mean?
It's everything combined. It's personality, marketability, star quality, this factor. We know that. Some people just don't have it. You know that. Come on, man.
Yes, I know that because I'm going to say a guy's name.
I'm going to say a guy's name right now.
I'm
the bearer of bad news?
No, you're not the bearer of bad news. What happens is this.
I guess I am.
No, you have a big platform, my G, and when this comes to the territory, that when you're there and guys see that, they're like, hold on, is Black talking about me? And that just have the conversation, and niggas start hitting each other on the phone like, yo, go watch championship right now, my nigga. You see what Black said about us, my nigga? You know what I mean?
But these are a lot of these guys, the same guys, like, yo, man, Jay Black never knew what he was talking about. He's this, he's that. We don't pay attention to him. He's not credible. So why even pay attention to what we're saying? It's kind of backwards. Our opinions don't matter.
But hold on
now.
Hold on now. Some niggas now, they watch shit. They'll watch and they'll front. But my nigga, what about the fans? The fan, no. You know what it is? The fans will hit them up and be like, yo, Jay Black and Tech N9ne said this. D Letterman said this. Tony Rose, you know what I'm saying? They'll go down the list and say a bunch of niggas' name. Rome DMV, you know what I'm saying?
I hate to say this guy's name right now, but I'm going to say it. Chris throws subs all the time. People in the comments, Jay Black, he said he didn't say my name. Next, I'm on to the next thing. He didn't say my name.
Right.
Come on, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Because, you know, I interviewed Ryder a couple of days ago, and I asked his opinion about you and Tech N9ne blog segment and stuff, and he said, well, they ain't say my name, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I think some battle rappers.
Come on. let's say Ryder. I'm not going to do this the whole time, so we're not about to elimination game. Ryder's not
right.
in the equation. He's not in the equation. He know what he did. He know what he did versus Press. He know he brought the building back. He know he was close to being champion or whatever like that. So he's good. But he should know that based on what he did. If you feel away, that means something might be wrong there.
All right, if I'm a battle rapper, right, and I'm coming up on the scene and I see your blog and I hit you up and I'm like, yo, Black, I seen your blog. I'm not saying you're talking about me per se, but, you know, I have three battles under my belt. What can I do to sway you to recap my battle or sway you to you know what I mean?
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
It has to be organic. You can't be buddy-buddy with somebody to make them. You can't even pay me. Like,
not
that day is getting going. Yeah, you can't even pay me to recap your thing. Nope. It has to be organic. It has to be, yo, I seen this guy. He's fire. He's dope. I got to show the world. You can't be DMing somebody like, yeah, man, I like what you're doing. What can I do? You know what I mean? I just don't think that's the way to do it.
I think, you know what,
you can't expect me to say that everybody's fire, everybody's a star.
No, you can't do that, Black. Niggas can't do that. Nah.
That's what they want.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, niggas, that can't happen.
That's what they want, though.
And I got to be fair. I'm not saying niggas' names, Black. I'm not going to say niggas' names. I don't want to do that tonight. But I've watched some niggas' battles, right? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I watch a lot of niggas battles.
I don't know what you're talking. Go ahead.
As of late, and I'm telling you, I grab a pen and pad, and I want to recap it. I want to recap the battle. But then I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to say what I'm recapping. I don't want to say what I'm recapping, my nigga. I don't want to say that terminology, man. But I'm like, it didn't give me no feel to want to recap that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So hold on. So three, we sat here for how long? You just agreed.
We went over 25 minutes, and
I think the battle rappers think that everybody that's watching and listening to us are sheep, right? That's not like you know how niggas in the comments like, yo, Jay Black is wrong, or Jay Black, you're wrong. I like this round, he won this one. Mm-hmm. They're not sheep. Everybody has minds of their own, so that means if you go back to that video. Check the dislikes and likes in the comment section. What they say? They with us. They comments like, y'all, we've been saying this for years. When you talk about Black years, this needed to be said. Like, so we're not swaying anybody's opinion. We're giving the voice of the people who are saying what they say already. That's all we're saying.
All right, I'm gonna quote something you said on Champion. All right.
Okay.
You said, and I quote.
You said.
And I quote, I'm going to say it again, and I quote, yo, the veterans, they don't have to worry about you guys anymore. They don't have to feel pressure anymore like that. When you say that, though, Black, if I'm a young battle rapper, I'm like thinking to myself, well, damn, Black basically saying that battle rap is dying. They could probably look at it that way too.
Yeah, I call that, you know what I mean? Shout out to Big Cannon. I call that the battery in the back. And I, y'all, like, if you watch Champ, I'm going to do that. Because these guys don't do it for themselves. You know what I mean? These guys don't talk no smack. Like, all right, Oled and Briz, them niggas was quiet as all hell. So you know what I do? I get on camera. I promote as if I disrespect Briz in a way. Not really disrespect him as a person, but just like, Oled going to beat you. Even if he chose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm saying things like that to get you motivated. And Briz was motivated. So I'm going to say shit to get you hype. Because y'all not going to do it to each other. Y'all don't even promo. But that's another story. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say things like that. But all right. If you get so much next time you get on the phone with a top-tier guy, a Verb or K-Rock or John, just ask them who they're worried about.
They were more worried about their – well, let's take it here. Let's take it here real quick. When Rookies and Vets was going down, do you feel Verb, Clips, and those guys are worried about the T-Tops and the Briz Rothsteins of the world?
Slightly. Slightly. A little bit. I mean, but I'm going to take the matchups. Like, you can't – I don't think the Vets are really, like, inclined to have to do a Rookies versus Vets right now. You can make a card, but they're like, yeah.
You think it makes no sense right now to have Rookies versus Vets?
You can make it happen. You can market it because you can just spice certain things up. Let's be honest. You can pull things too thin.
Right.
But right now, nah. I wouldn't do it. I'd wait like a whole another 6 months. Build up some more guys. You know, get their personality up.
Let's take it before. I know you pressed for time, man. Let me ask you a few more questions here real quick. Were you able to see Myrtle Mook's interview on 50 Minutes of Fame?
I didn't get the whole thing, nah. I've been removed from battle rap a little bit.
I don't know why you are, but I like the reaction video. I like the Royce the 5'9 joint I watched last night. But can you get back to battle rap? Neither here nor there, sir.
I'm still here, obviously. I'm just not breaking my back anymore, you know what I mean?
What do you mean you're going, my nigga? Wait. Hold on. What do you mean you're not breaking your back anymore? What does that mean?
Like 3 to 4 hour edits every night. Like, you're not about to do that every day, man. So a champion will be back on at some point in time.
What do you mean some point in time? This nigga here.
Some point in time.
What do you mean some point in time, nigga? Let's just clear the air, man. Off air, I just asked this man off air. What the hell? When I called this man, I called him. The first thing I said to him was like, bruh, what, you ain't talking battle rap no more? That's the first thing I said to this nigga when I got him on the phone. Like, you just not going to talk battle rap. I like the Royce the 5'9 joints. I like the shit you do. Well, you just not going to talk about B-Dot and then Mr. K. You just not going to talk about that shit. You just going to let that shit just chill.
We gotta talk about that. You know, please believe we will be on that, but it's gonna take some time. You know what I mean? We're not even avoiding the issue. We might enhance the issue. You might get in trouble with y'all again. Talk about that battle.
I know you're gonna save your boss a champion, but I'm gonna tell you this right now. Tay Rock and B Dot gotta see each other at some point in time.
Okay.
I ain't saying it gotta be 2018.
I've seen interviews.
It just got to happen, man. There's no way anybody watches that third round and the first person that will come to your mind is Tay Rock. I don't know what's going on in your battle rap mental capacity. Because for me,
that's the
first person I thought of.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
No, but I wanted to ask you about Myrtle Mook because he was on 15 Minutes of Fame talking about him and T-Top was going to go down. But, you know, he said Surf deserves the battle first, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what do you think about Myrtle Mook? What's your take on him? I just feel like my nigga, Surf is home, man. And, you know, so you don't got to battle Surf right away, my nigga. You could have battled T-Top on Smack Volume 2 and then get Surf. Come on. You talking about you wanted Surf first. I don't believe that. I just ain't buying that, man. I ain't buying that.
So
you buying
what
that
are you
shit?
Saying that? You saying he's scared to battle? What are you saying?
No, he's saying that the reason he didn't take T-Top, he turned down the T-Top battle because he originally was going to battle T-Top. But he promised Surf he'll battle Surf first. Now, you know Surf pretty well. You think Surf would have been mad at Mook if Mook said, yo, I'm going to battle T-Top first?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so either. Like, I'm going to be a better man.
As long as he still sees him, like, you see me down the line, like, you know, at like a moment or something, yeah, we good. But if he battled T-Top and disappeared for 4 years, then we got a problem.
And then he was talking about Tay Rock.
That'd have been a problem.
He was talking about Tay Rock a little bit. You know, Tay Rock, he made it sound like him and Tay Rock was you know, it was really T-Rex who really brought him into the fold and Dot Mob, this, that, and the third. Man, Mook, man, Rock will fuck you up, my nigga. I'm talking greasy right now. Rock will fuck you up, my nigga. Surf is going to kick your ass, number two. Let's be clear, Mook. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real, my nigga. This man has not battled Mask, Calico, DNA, Verb. I mean, none of these niggas. Hollow is him and Hollow never battle. It's just laughable to me that battle's never transpired. That's crazy, man. But I don't know, man. Mook just be rubbing me the wrong way. He's on 15 minutes of fame, just talking. And you know what, Black? I blame the industry rappers. And let me tell you why I say that. When I talk to niggas like Joe Budden and Sky Zoo and a bunch of these industry niggas I talk to, I'm doing a shameless name plug real quick here, Black Partner. So when I be talking to certain rappers and they talk to me about battle rap, the first person they bring up is Murder Mook. That just tells me that they're not really in tune to what's going on now. So when they see Mook in the streets, he's still walking around like he got the fucking crown, when actuality, he really does not.
That's because of what he did in the past.
Yeah, they still live in the past.
Industry don't pay attention to what we do now, what's happening now. They don't.
Yeah.
So if you ask Allen Iverson, he's going to say Murder Mook and Lux. You ask Joe Budden, he's going to say something like that too.
Yeah, he's saying Murder Mook and shit. One more question before you go. Is it Chess? I don't want to say Chess fault, but when Norbs had did a blog, I remember a couple of years ago, Michael Hughes and stuff. Shout out Michael Hughes real quick. He kind of crowned Chess as a LeBron James of battle rap, and he's going to be that new nigga. And being Chess didn't live up to that kind of title. Did that kind of mess it up also for the young guys? Because really, he was supposed to be the one to grab the baton and run with it.
You saying for new guys or for just Chess by himself?
Chess by himself, because, you know, he was anointed
Chess,
the next nigga.
I mean, it's Chess. Anything that happens, I don't care what North said, I don't care what media got A or B said.
He's
that way, that nasty. He's choking. It is what it is. Nothing else to it. Only way to answer that question.
All right. That's what it is. So what are you working on next, man?
Every other battle. Hold on, before we jump into whatever is next, Three Letterman, let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
With the new guys, you've seen them; these guys do hour-long vlogs, 45-minute, 20-minute, every last, like, I lost count of how many new bad rappers did it.
I loved it, though. I loved it. And you know what it is, Black, you go? I love it because it keeps the conversation going, man. Niggas is tight. I love that shit.
I love it too. But now they put themselves in a scenario where now, when you battle your next opponent, you can't be quiet. You got to vlog on that person. You gotta talk disrespectful to that person. Am I wrong?
You do know niggas got bars for you, right? Your name champion's gonna be. Your name's gonna be mentioned a lot of these niggas' mouths when they battle. Right?
But they was already had bars for me.
Yeah, but it's going to be more greasy now. It's going to be more greasy now.
Okay. It's Survivor Series. Those shots was being sent at me. I guess y'all meant that pay-per-view. They already was talking about something. Well, Jay Black. Jay Black. You know what I mean? So that's nothing for now. Back to what I was saying, though. You can't tell me you got a 30-minute blog for Champion, Jay Black, and Tech N9ne. But then when you're about to battle your opponent, you're quiet. That'd be absurd. And I will call that out. Again. You know what I mean? You got all the promotion in the world for somebody that's not even saying your name. when you battle battle rapper B, you don't say nothing?
No,
you can't have that. We can't have that.
Oh, man.
At all. At all.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
I need to see that. I need to see that. What you call it, the same energy? I got to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when you look at B-Dot has to me, the package of what I like.
B-Dot,
he has it.
See, I didn't say B-Dot's name, right? In that blog.
No, I'm saying his name. Right.
But I'm saying he got it. He has that star quality, that star potential. So, B-Dot didn't get mad. B-Dot wasn't on Twitter. B-Dot didn't do hour-long blog.
Well, damn, B-Dot. Speaking of B-Dot, has it shocked you, my nigga, that this man has not tweeted about his battle or even talked about his battle, my nigga?
Hey, man. Some
niggas promote his
music.
Yeah, he's a different cat. He's wired different. That's a fact. He is definitely wired different. That's a fact.
And when you're wired different, you get treated different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is something different. A guy doesn't say anything about his battle.
That speaks volumes, my nigga.
I'm just saying.
High decibel, my nigga. Like, that nigga don't even tweet about his battles, man. Like, Joe, all right, prime example. Me and Joe got a little bit on Twitter because me and somebody were talking about Loso. And I said, I don't think Joe could be Loso. And then Joe said, huh? And I said, nah, my nigga, I think Loso will beat you, bro. Respectfully. You know? And maybe it goes back to the it factor. And I'm not trying to pick on Joe at all because he was and I were going having a conversation. But some guys, I don't know, man. I think Jackboy Maine has to show. I'm going to say a name right now. Jackboy, I like you, Jackboy. I fucks with you. To me, you have what Sue Surf had in the sense of not battling. I'm talking about he sold himself. Does that make any sense to you? But like what I'm trying to say? Like, I felt Surf sold himself to us so good. And obviously, Surf battled niggas in a prime and won battles. Jackboy, to me, sold himself before his battles.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not always good.
I mean, it wasn't. If he could have lived up to it, he'd have been that next dude, like, big time.
Right.
But he's not one of the people I was talking about.
Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Champion next week?
I would love to say he exactly. We'll see. I would love to say exactly who I was talking about, but it's like. I love the fact that everybody's, in a sense, the battle rappers are
no, like, let's talk about that nigga. Let's talk about these niggas, man. Who we talking about?
I'm not. You're not going to.
Like I said, I'm going to leave that one.
But hold on. Three, aren't you happy that the controversy right now is about battle rap at the end of the day?
I love it, my nigga. I love it.
We back.
I love it. And shout out to URL also for doing this March Madness thing, also Black, where they dropping battles continuously, even though we waited by Iron Solomon and Rum Nitty. That's a different story. Yeah. But yeah, man, I love it. Love it, my nigga. I love it.
It's dope.
I love it, man. Black, man, I appreciate you as always, my brother.
Salute, man.
You already, my dude. All day, my dude. All day, man. All day. That's what it is, man. My nigga Jay Black, man.